Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jay Caulfield in studio with us here until high noon. Jay, how does a guy like Marshawn survive in the league? I thought what he did to Letang the other day, like submarining him then, and I know he's a pest, and I guess if he's on your team, you'd probably love having him because he's a really fine player.
Yeah, he's a great player.
I mean, what do other players think when they see a guy
Well, I think
like
he was
that?
Voted. Wasn't he not voted the dirtiest player in the league?
Ahead of Tom Wilson.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that kind of says it all, how the league feels about him. But they also know he's a very skilled player. But his antics, I'm sure, are tiresome to the rest of the players in the league. I mean, some of the stuff that's done today is almost done. It wasn't that way years ago, just because of social media and how everything comes across. But hey, he's such a great player that it's almost like they give it a pass, but the players don't, and they understand that.
Last year he was licking people.
Yeah, I don't even understand that. That's
nobody.
I don't understand that. I don't
even know. Did they?
No, I don't get that. I didn't get that as a. I'm sure Char. Players like that are going to say, what are you doing? That wouldn't fly. That would have never flown in our locker room the years I played, if anybody was like that. But you never saw that, and that didn't happen in our game. That's why I said it's like more for effect for – I swear it's what I'm sure social media has an impact on that because guys have big presences on that. And what he was doing with that, I don't understand that. I mean, some stuff is comical. Other stuff is not funny and not comical at all. And I said – it wouldn't have flown in our locker room. Mario, quiet leader, but not really, meaning like if he saw something he didn't like, you would know about it. So there was no room for that.
Jay Caulfield with us till the top of the hour. All right, Jay, let's look at the Eastern Conference here. And I feel very confident, I'm sure most do, that the Penguins are a solid playoff team. I think they're a Stanley Cup contender, whether they make a big move or not.
Right.
We had Keith Jones on yesterday. He considers the Capitals the favorite in the East. Do you agree with that? And who else would you put among the teams that could realistically get to the final?
I would go with – we would have to go to the Capitals early. Go with the Capitals because of what they are. We talk about the talent that the Penguins have. We know the talent that the Capitals have. And if goaltending, all those things come into play. But you have to go with Washington. You have to go with the Penguins. You have to go with Tampa Bay. And you have to go with Boston.
Tampa Bay?
They're just up and down, though. Another team that's extremely talented, but for some reason they play well, then they lay an egg, and you're never really sure what they're going to get until they break through. They have to win. They have to win one to be that true, but you got to put them in the top. For me, they're in my top. They're the top four that I would say if you face them, it's going to be great series is all it is. So they're my top four in the East. And I just can't – I'm still not a fan of the playoff format, so I like to sit there and go, hey, yeah, if you're one plays eight, two plays seven, go back through that. The way this playoff format works, we don't know how it's going to play out. You still don't know. You want to be in the top three, and you hope you're a team that gets up top one or two, and you go from there. But I'm not a fan of the playoff format at all. I think any fan should be able to look at the paper, know who your team has potential to play, or at least see that you're going to be one through eight. So, again, I'm going back. I'm off on something different with that, but I'm not a fan of the – format. So you're going to lose a good team early, which I don't like how it goes, but I'm going to give you those four teams. They're going to be tough. I still believe, though, the Penguins will, which I believe Mike Sullivan really knows, that the Penguins are off a step or they don't have that same speed. That's why I believe he's sour about what went down yesterday, because he knows if they're off their game a little bit, then they can be, then they're beatable, because like any team, if they're not playing hard, but you know, that's what he knows can't happen. They cannot play. They have to play the game fast. They have to be on pucks, smart in all three zones, five-man units working strong defensively. First guy back takes that role, down low responsibility. Guys fill in, support all over the ice. That's what Mike Sullivan wants. He knows if his team gets away from that, then they're not going to be successful.
Jay,
they're going to be tough.
Throw out last night the way they finished this first half. Now they have 10 days off. I can't ever remember 10 days is a long time. Hockey players are such creatures of habit. They love to skate. What do you do during this long break? And B, do you worry at all it could have a negative impact on them?
I'm not a fan. I don't know if any hockey player is a fan of it. I mean, the idea that you have the freedom to get away and not worry, you have to be back, you get a trip, I think they'll enjoy the first couple days. I mean, it's great to just get away from it for the first couple of days. It's been a grind physically and mentally for the players. But Crosby was out for such a long time. He gets himself back in. Now you got to go back through, in my opinion, you almost got to go back through a little mini camp again before you start up again. Nobody wants to. No player is a fan of that. But they're also, they have these couple of days right now, the first couple of days that you have off, that can be enjoyable. But then reality hits you like, hey, I got to be. They take care of themselves. They take care of themselves all year round. They'll be smart over this break. It's not like they're not going to be working out or doing anything, but you still, when you're not on the ice, that grinds guys. And I believe guys don't even like to be off for 2 days, let alone eight plus. I'm not sure when they're allowed to get back, though. I think they can have a number of practices. I'm not sure the time frame of that. But no, I'm not a fan of it, but it's forced on everybody, and they got to go with it. But I do think I'm not a fan of it at all, and I believe most players are not either. Just the length of it, because you almost have to restart up again and go through a mini camp, and that's a drag.
Such creatures of habit.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, but I will say, these first couple of days, you get to get away, and I'm sure the spouse, if they're married, you know, or girlfriend, to get away from that grind too that the your spouse goes through, that's probably really good for them to get away. I mean, that's a plus for them too. They're part of what's going on in this whole process, so they have some freedom to get away. But creature of habit. You don't like to be that long off the ice, but having no responsibility, a little mental break, physical break, that part's good. But I don't like it more than I wouldn't want more than 5 days, 4 or 5 days at the most for me. I believe most players.
Jay, this has been a treat, as always. You heading, where are you going, Barbados
no.
for the break?
Rio maybe, Paris?
You and Pomp?
How about Sydney?
Pomp's a different story. Pomp, I know with you guys, he's
Sydney,
the king.
Australia maybe? Where are you going, Jay?
Hey, I would never want to. I don't like to go. I don't like flying all over the place. I'd like to stay in the good old United States. I don't need to go out of the country. I like staying right in
the
nice
good
places.
It's going to be a lot of fun in the second half around here.
I think
it?
It'll be great.
I mean, first of all, we got 4 games with Washington coming up.
Finally.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
Finally. I can't wait for those games.
Well, there is a whole different buzz in the building when a team like that comes in. Like you said, that's why I was – the part that disappointed me last night, and every player, all the players were involved in it, they had to get – everybody is leaving after the break, but there was no life in that game that we expect to see. So when the 31st comes in, yeah, you got great games coming in. It's a different atmosphere in the building. Just when you walk in and somebody like Washington's playing or Rangers or Philly or Boston, there's a different feel in the building immediately. And the players know it, and you can feel it in the building. I look forward to those type of games too.
Jay, real quickly, I want to ask you, I know how you made a living. You weren't afraid to drop your gloves. You see the ugly scene at the end of that basketball game last night, Kansas and Kansas State. That's one of the worst basketball fights I've seen. I mean, not what bothered me, it ended up in where people, fans, were behind a basket there. I've always ripped players that fans don't belong on the court.
Right.
But players don't belong in the stands either.
Yeah, I'm at a college sport. I don't know. They're going to put the hammer down on a couple guys when they start breaking down the film. That was a
guy swinging a chair.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about. It's a rival game, and it got away from them, and then it gets really out of hand behind the basket. So I think they're going to take a look at that. They'll break down the film, and some players I think are going to be in real jeopardy with the programs that they were a part of.
Jay, I hope you have a great break, whatever you do. We'll see you. Are we going to see him next week?
Hopefully we're going to see you next week.
All right.
Look forward to it. Well, then we'll be really looking at the second half.
Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome, guys. Great to see you.